different people with certain kinds of characteristics. The people who are sages on the stage generally don't do too well with this. Doesn't mean to say you don't want them, you do, but you need people who've got at least some understanding of how groups learn together. Also people who can feel reasonably comfortable in the online environment and recognise that it is both a social and learning environment in its own right, rather than a substitution for something better. Okay, then we need to do this training. If you don't train people, they'll spend longer doing it and they won't do it so well. So I think we do have a responsibility to ourselves and our colleagues to at least give them the basic techniques of working online. And then there's obviously development, which can be done as an apprenticeship model and mentoring model in the online environment itself. So that's how I've structured it. I'll say a bit more about each one of them. This is the idea of recruiting people who can understand being in a place where they do have a little bit of authority, but in actual fact want to be part of the community. And probably this multitasking is probably the most important characteristic you're looking for. And then they need to have this understanding of scaffolding and messaging. Initially, it was always through text and writing. Somebody who can actually build an e-identity without either having to assault authority or put masses of videos up of them teaching and pictures all over the place. So this kind of, just a reflective edge. So those are the people you're looking for. Who will do best? Then the training. I'm going to say a little bit more in a minute about the key importance of weaving and summarising. Because this is the second thing I hope you'll go away with today. Remembering, if you don't remember anything else, you need to learn how to weave and to summarise, because that makes the biggest difference to the students and takes the least time for you. And then, obviously, enhancing this social and emotional aspects of working online, rather than just seeing yourself as a tutor answering every question. And then development. You need a fair bit of experience of working online, for example, before you can use humour, which tends to go horribly wrong otherwise, and actually develop diversity. And this comes with practice. It's not something you can give to somebody else through.